So we like to feed them a meal at 6 o'clock and have a small program for them there, and then bring them out on the field and have separate celebrations for them at different times throughout the night of the ball game, and we have a lot of fun with it.
Tell me about what time you guys are going to be starting this, because it's going to be before the game, of course, right?
It is. So the meal will actually start at 6 o'clock, and around 6:35, 6:40, something like that, we'll make our way down to the field. We will do a presentation of the game ball to a member of our community and share about their history and background and how they contribute to our community. And once the game gets going, we'll celebrate our military at halftime, and we have a pretty unique demonstration there that has been enjoyed by a lot of folks, so we look forward to that.
Steve, I imagine this has got to be an event that you got to be looking forward to, not only having a good game against Mount Tom's fiercest rival, but just be able to say thank you to those who have served our country.
The people that protect and serve for us, whether it be in the city of Mountain Home or whether it be just our military, is huge to me. And they've always been admired by me, and it's something I did before I got here, and Mitch went right on with it when we got here, and Coach Taylor took the ball and ran with it. And it's just real strong on everybody's heart that all these people that serve us and protect us need to be acknowledged, and we're just thankful for their everyday lives and what they've done for us. And man, it's just a little thank you, but it's a thank you.
Coach Taylor, is there anything that a veteran would need to do to sign up for this, or they just walk on up, or what do you guys have planned for that?
Sure. So there are a few different ways that someone can become a part of the evening for that night. If you see a flyer online, we do have a flyer going around Facebook and some other social media platforms. There's a link in that flyer. There's also a QR code on that flyer that you can use that will take you directly to a page to sign up for the meal as an RSVP. It will allow you to order a free T-shirt. And it also gives everyone an opportunity to submit a photo of themselves that can be in uniform, or it can just be just a normal photo, but we would love to have that to contribute to our pregame show for our first responders and our halftime slideshow for our military. Another way that they can sign up is they can use one of these two numbers that I can provide. One is 740-288-5317, or they can call 870-204-1557. Either of those numbers will be glad to take their call and help them get signed up.
Is there a certain time period that needs to be done?
So we have until next Friday night to get everybody signed up if they want the T-shirt. Obviously, if we have some individuals in the community that find out about this a little bit later and want to participate in it, we're going to welcome them with open arms and would love to have them there as a part of that so that we can enjoy the night together.
Clay Maxey is a sponsor of this, and that he'll be sponsoring our T-shirts, and he's done that in the past. And man, Clay Maxey's a blessing to this community as well, not just our folks, but Clay Maxey's really good to our service people and our first responders.